Welcome to Your Monitor International's Fashion Friday podcast series. My name is Lisa Kanemori in the Communications Department here at Your Monitor. Today, I'm with Yuri Gorai, a beauty and fashion analyst at Your Monitor Tokyo office, who will be discussing the growing men's beauty and fashion market in Japan. Hi, Yuri. Can you first start by sharing your thoughts on the men's beauty trend in Japan?
Sure. In the beauty and personal care industry, men's beauty has started to go beyond skincare. Shiseido launched men's BB cream in 2019, which was the first men's color cosmetics from a major brand, and this soon sold out in many stores. In April this year, Orbis launched men's nail polish from its Orbis Mista line, which offers a natural and clean impression with nude color polish. Although those products are color cosmetics, the concept is to trim one's appearance rather than beauty, like in women's color cosmetics.
Thank you, Yuri. It's interesting to learn about new beauty and personal care products targeting male consumers. Can you give us some brief background on why companies are seeing potential in men's cosmetics?
Sure. This is because male consumers in Japan today have strong awareness of their appearance. According to Your Monitor International's annual beauty survey, when asked, what is the definition of beauty? The top answer among Japanese male respondents was looking presentable, selected by 40% in 2018. This is notably high compared to the global average of 36%. Japanese consumers are highly conscious about how they look. Using men's color cosmetics to maintain one's appearance is increasingly accepted by young male consumers, as popular male influencers like Matt Kuwata or K-pop stars regularly wear makeup. For these young male consumers, facial makeup like BB cream is helpful when exposing their face through social media.
Right, I see. Well, I've heard that there's a term, smell harassment, in Japan, so I would agree that Japanese consumers are very careful about how they are regarded or thought of by others. Do you think this trend is also seen in other countries in Asia?
I would say yes. Overall, male consumers in Asia tend to take extra care in their appearance. In the same survey, we asked about usage of color cosmetics to male and female consumers in 20 countries. Interestingly, the Japanese respondents who answered they use BB cream was much lower than Asian counterparts like China and South Korea. In 2019, only 2% of male respondents in Japan answered that they use BB cream more than once a week, while in China and South Korea, it was 15% and 7% respectively. The discrepancies between the high awareness to appearance and the low usage of those color cosmetics indicates clear opportunities in men's beauty in Japan for beauty companies.
Okay, now I can understand why companies are keen to invest in this area. Now, how about in fashion industries?
Well, unfortunately, in the apparel industry, the menswear market is stagnating following the declining trend of overall apparel in Japan. However, it is worth noting that Mikimoto, a major pearl jewelry brand, launched a pearl collection for men in collaboration with Comme des Garçons in February this year, which drew great attention from many fashion presses within the fashion industry.
That's interesting. I believe the jewelry market has long targeted women's demands. Were there any trends that led Mikimoto to launch its men's pearl collection?
Sure, I can see two main drivers that are supporting the rise in men's personal accessories, including jewelry. First, personalization demand of being witnessed among male Japanese consumers. In business suit in particular, a shift from off-the-shelf suit to tailor-made suit has been a big trend for the past couple of years, initially led by a D2C tailor-made suit brand, Fabric Tokyo, but then followed by major mass brands like Aoki. I believe personal accessories will even encourage personalization in business fashions. And in fact, the main advertisement of the Mikimoto's men's pearl collection features formal scenes. Secondly, genderless fashion is gradually gaining acceptance amongst Japanese consumers. Department stores caught this trend in its early stages. And Hankyu Umeda, for example, is promoting genderless fashion by inviting brands such as Maison Margiela, Yoji Yamamoto, and Double Magic a genderless underwear brand. Social media also supports this genderless trend, as consumers today can easily learn and try blogger style regardless of gender, while traditional fashion media like magazines typically focuses on one specific gender.
And finally, Yuri, can you please share your thoughts on how the men's beauty and fashion market will perform in the future? Would you say that these are the short-term trends, or do you think these will last longer?
Compared to women's beauty and fashion, the men's category will remain small in Japan. However, men's beauty and fashion is growing and has clear potential. It is highly possible that some of male consumers will continue to use the products once they start to trial them. As men's beauty and fashion is in its developing stages, the more brands involved, the more attractive and active it becomes, stimulating demands amongst more male consumers. In a mature and highly developed market like Japan, creating a new demand and expanding a niche demand are likely to be a key to growth in the future.
Yuri, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for listening to this Fashion Friday podcast. Please remember that you can find all of our multimedia, including more podcasts, videos, and articles on our blog at blog.yourmonitor.com.